It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Torpedo bats. Math, science.
Those took over the internet over the weekend. After an offensive explosion by the New York Yankees that saw them put up 20 runs and 12 runs in consecutive days.
Yeah, 15 home runs will do that.
Yeah, against the Milwaukee Brewers. And it was something that Michael Kay, he brought up on the broadcast, and everybody was like, drop that! The New York Yankees have a handful, not everybody.
No, not everyone.
A handful of players are using a new bat. And it's something very unique to the New York Yankees because a man by the name of Aaron Lenhart, who everybody calls Lenny, came up with. Now, Aaron Lenhart is a man who went to MIT, studied physics at MIT, and then went on to be a professor for 9 years at the University of Michigan in their physics department. He said, you know what, screw this. I want to do what real nerds do, baseball. So he went and he's been like a consultant for the New York Yankees. And 2 years ago, he went to Yankees hitters and asked them, hey, what do you need to perform better at the plate?
Because they had had their worst average as a team in over 50 years.
And after talking to several players on the Yankees roster, he said, all right, barrel up the ball easier. How do we do that? And so he came up with what he calls the bowling pin bat. And if you look at it, others call it the torpedo bat because it looks like a torpedo, but it does look like a bowling pin.
It does.
Attached to the end of a baseball bat, where it goes from skinny at the handle, gets fat, and then gets skinny again.
Tapers again.
At the end of the barrel of the bat. The whole idea behind this was he said he wanted to find a way to you only have so much weight in a bat you can have.
Yes.
Because if you make 42 inches is as long as a bat can get in Major League Baseball by rule. Okay. You can only be 2.61 inches round at the thickest part of the bat. And so it just became a where do we put the weight to optimize swing speed? And where you can barrel up the bat.
And the math behind this and why it's important, particularly for the Yankees. Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, two of the highest barrel frequencies in baseball. And when I say the two of the highest, the four highest are Judge, Otani, Juan Soto, and Stanton. Okay. they are orders of magnitude higher than everyone else. Like, if you're talking about a percentage per plate appearance, Judge is number one at almost 15% of his plate appearances. He barrels a ball. That's nuts.
That's pretty good.
The best guys in baseball are around 8%. And like, there is a seismic jump when you get to the very top. And it's like, oh, you have two of the best barrel consistency guys.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to not only improve their consistency because they're barreling the ball so much? If the barrel area is bigger for guys who barrel the ball, well, then maybe little dribblers that they hit when they don't barrel it, maybe they go a little bit further. But the ones that they do barrel it and don't get necessarily the 1 or 2 mile an hour to make it leave the park, now it leaves the park.
And so what they did, what he did was he took the skinnier part near the label of the bat where we see broken bat, mm-hmm. broken bats get hit off the label. They put that skinny part at the end of the bat and move the barrel down closer to the hands. Okay, so you can barrel it up easier. The New York Yankees this year hit a major league record 15 home runs in their 3-game set against the Brewers.
Yeah, 5 home runs a game, pretty good.
Okay. Aaron Judge, who you mentioned, mm-hmm. is a guy that has great barrel numbers as it is. He does not use one of these mm-hmm. bats. But 9 of those 15 came from guys that do.
Including Stanton.
Jazz Chisholm hit 3. Anthony Volpe hit 2. Austin Wells hit 2. Cody Bellinger hit 1. And Paul Goldschmidt hit 1 mm-hmm. using this new bat. So, with that said, everybody started freaking out. This is not fair. The Yankees are cheating.
It's math.
And if Danny says the Yankees are cheating, I obviously have to say, yes. as an Astros fan, the Yankees, yeah, this is not cheating.
No,
you
no.
want some cheating.
It's not.
We can show you some cheating.
It's math. And it's an innovation that has long. It's not quite the 3-point shot in basketball, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Like you're fundamentally changing the physics. You're changing the geometry, the literal math that occurs in baseball.
Yeah.
And the fact that we haven't done this, I think, speaks to the old school mindedness of baseball. Like, well, why would we change anything? It's part of baseball. Baseball technology within the game, other than, you know, balls and strikes and stuff like that, hasn't changed. Your mitt technology is still very much the same. Your baseball bat technology is still the same. Baseballs are, well, unless they're juicing them. Unless they're juicing them, is still the same. Like, that hasn't changed. But this is the first time since switching from ash to maple, the wood that you use, the fact that it took that long to be like, hey, what bat produces the most reverberation?
Right.
Like, that took so long to occur, it's kind of crazy in itself.
And this is kind of the same thing. We have this text on the fan text line. The torpedo bat should be banned because of how stupid it looks. I don't care if it would up my homers by 20. I'm swinging a normal bat. Same kind of deal with, like, the granny shot for bad free throw shooters, right? It's like, no, this will help you. And there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be resistant to that change because it will feel different because the weight is completely different.
Yeah.
But what they're finding is that with that weight closer to your hands, you're also able to up your bat speed. Mm-hmm. And that's what all of these guys are finding, is that every single one of the Yankees players that's using this bat, their bat speed through the plate is faster. Higher. Now, that's important mm-hmm. to talk about this change in the bats, because what have pitchers been doing?
Throwing harder.
They've been throwing harder and harder, and keeping up with it is the hardest thing. And this is, I thought that Ryan Jeffers, who plays for the Twins, he also uses one of these bats, okay? And he had a really good comment on this, a quote on this, where he said, there's new pitches getting invented every year.
Splinker.
We're just swinging the same broomstick we've swung for the last 100 years, mm-hmm. right? Like, this innovation, it's well, time to have
overdue.
This done. And we talk about the science in baseball and how it can be used. The greatest hitters in the history of baseball have always used science to kind of help mm-hmm. help them become better hitters. There's a story. I remember seeing this at the beginning of the year, and so I went back and I looked it up. There is a story about Ted Williams, right? When he was hitting, he got a letter in the mail saying, hey, your bats, just by being in the dugout, just by being in the clubhouse, are absorbing moisture, mm-hmm. which means your bats are getting heavier. And there's a way that I can help you improve your bat speed. And so Ted Williams calls the person that wrote this letter.
A little humidor action.
It turned out that he called the father of this of a 14-year-old boy who was a science kind of science nerd, mm-hmm. and the kid left his bat outside one night, and he's like, this is heavier. So he went and he weighed his bat, and his bat was actually heavier. So Ted Williams called the kid's dad, and the kid's dad's like, yeah, he's at school. You don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to him. Mm-hmm. Ted Williams brought the kid to Fenway Park and sat him down and had a conversation. They actually went through and weighed the bats. From that point on, Ted Williams would put his bat in a dryer and before games, and he would weigh his bat until it stopped getting lighter. And so Ted Williams would use a bat that was put in a dryer
that way it's consistent.
Over and over and over again. So he was using the lightest possible bat so he could get the bat through the zone, right?
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now we fast forward, like, outside of that, and then you have going from ash to maple. Mm-hmm. Those are the bad innovations that we've had.
Yeah.
That's the list. So I'm for it. As pitchers are getting stronger, more velo, you're using more pitchers in a game, you're just seeing a bunch of guys throwing 95 and higher, I think it's well overdue. I will also caution this. Maybe, just maybe, we should look at the fact that when the Yankees put up 20, the wind was howling out of the ballpark, which is already a short porch to right field.
And they were raking to that short porch.
And maybe Nestor Cortez and the Milwaukee Brewers were throwing batting practice during that game.
There's
right?
a lot of meatballs down the middle.
Boy, maybe the Brewers just aren't very good.
Probably.
Because Ryan Jeffers, who had that quote, he's a Minnesota Twins player, he's using this bat. He is 1-for-8.
Maybe also the Yankees are good.
And yeah, this historic lineup that we were talking about that includes Aaron Judge, Paul Goldschmidt, Jazz Chisholm, Cody Bellinger, maybe they can just hit the ball really well. Like, I think there's a little bit of this bat technology is helping. I think we're going overboard a little bit in a hitters-friendly ballpark against a team that we don't know if the Brewers are good or not.
Yeah.
It sure didn't look like it from the pitches that I saw that were being deposited over the fence. I think a lot of teams would have hit home runs against them with wind at their back and the ball just flying out of the park.
Well, there's nothing like overreacting to a 4 or 5 game sample size in a 162 game season.
You definitely need to let the sample size play out, but everything here, the math is mathing very hard.
Yeah, like, it is.
Very, very simply.
I think it's interesting to kind of keep track of and to watch as we go down further and further into the season. It's cool that it happened opening weekend. So over 162 games, we can see it.
What's interesting, the first thing I thought of was like, what's the quick counter to this? Pitching to the outside.
Yeah.
Because you have less of a sweet spot on the end of the bat now.
To that, though, you can crowd the plate more mm-hmm. with the weight more at your hands.
Yeah. If let's say all of baseball just starts picking up on this trend, like there's going to be some subtle changes to how pitchers pitch because and how batters step into the box. And I think that's a good thing.
Can you pitch outside to Aaron Judge? The man is 6'8". Has got go-go gadget.
And he does, if I'm not mistaken, I think he actually does use a 42-inch bat. I think it's a 40 or 42. He uses an enormous bat.
Well, yeah, I could see that happening. But if you're wondering if it is illegal, it is not. Completely legal, this bat.
Yeah, no, I mean, they had the boundaries that they needed to work within, and they did it.
Yeah. I'll be really interested to see how pitchers continue to react, because there was some complaining, but come on.
It's the Yankees.
What are you... The same pitchers that were using... sticky tack, mm-hmm. spider tack a couple of years ago were like, they're actually hitting the ball against us.
They tried to innovate.
Yeah. And if I'm a Mariners fan, dude, I'm GoFundMe. Get all those bats.
All of them.
Just send them all up to Seattle because that will be the true test.
Yes. If they can do it there.
If the Seattle Mariners can hit the ball with the torpedo bat, then, and by the way, Mariners, torpedo, like you've got to use the torpedo bat in Seattle. All right.
Come up with a new name for it.
Yeah.
Like a...
No. No, it fits perfectly.
Trident.
Fits perfectly. Your Mariners, your seamen out there. Working the waves. Mm. Torpedoes.
There you go.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March. So Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.